Today's Amud is Chagiga Yud Beis Min Aleph. We're holding on Yud Beis Min Aleph, 14 lines from the top, by the words Va'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So again, as we mentioned in the previous year, much of what we'll be learning is things that are really only understood for those who have a Yad in Kabbalah, but we'll read the Gemara, we'll translate, we'll understand just what the word means, and like the Tzlach said, that will be helpful for us, L'asid Lavay. So says the Gemara, V'am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Asara Devarim Nivru B'yom Rishayin. There were 10 things that were created on the first day of creation, Ve'elu Hein, and these are them. Shamayim V'aretz, the heavens and the earth, Tayu V'vayu, we'll see in the Gemara what that is, Ar V'chayshach, light and dark. Agav, it sounds from this Gemara that darkness is not just an absence of light, it's actually a creation. That the Chayshach is a creation. Ruach u'mayim, also the winds and the water were created on the first day. And midas yoim u'midas laila. And then the 9th and 10th are the midas yoim u'midas laila. Rashi explains that midas yoim u'midas laila means chaf dalet shayis bein shneihem. That there's a 24-hour day that was created on the first day. Many like to say if there was no sun and moon during the first few days of creation, so then there was no, the days could have been millions of years old. Millions of years long, and that's the way that you could reconcile science together with the Torah. Not that you need to. Anyways, the science is based off of many assumptions, but at least you could. Lamaisa Rashi over here says the midas yom and midas laila was created on the first day. It means that there were chav dalet shayis bein shneihem, that there was a 24-hour day. It sounds a little bit not like that theory that the first few days could have been millions of years long. It sounds like even the first few days there was something that was created on the first day called midas yom and midas laila. Now you could say it means midas yom and midas laila, but who says how long each hour was? If there was no sun and moon, so maybe each hour was a few 100,000 years long. Then what exactly was created? It sounds like from Rashi, it was 24 hours that was created on the first day. Lemaisa in kamakom laharech. Says the Gemara Vayter now, that now we're going to go through just to prove that these 10 things were created on the first day. So Shemayim va'aretz, we find Shemayim and Aretz around on the first day. Dichsev bereishis bara lekim es haShemayim v'Aretz, and that was on the first day. Tayu v'vayu dichsev va'aretz ha'ises tayu v'vayu. Or v'chayshach were created on the first day. Chayshach, we see that darkness was around. Dichsev v'chayshach apnei tahay, and that was still on the first day. And ar dichsev va'yomer alekim yehi ar. Hashem said on the first day that yehi ar. So you see, Ruach and Mayim were around on the first day. That it was Erev and Boiker all on the first day. So you see that all these things existed on the first day of creation. Now, what exactly is Tayu V'Vayu? So it says the Gemara Tana we learned in the Braisa, as if this is going to help, but Tayu is Kav Yarek. Tayu is a green string, is a green line. Shemakef es kol ha'olam kulay. That goes around the entire earth. Shemimena yoytzei chayshech. And it's from chayshech. And it's from that line, from that string, that darkness comes out. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Yashas chayshech sistrei sivi vaysav. That chayshech comes from sivi vaysav. It comes from something which goes around the earth. It comes from this line, from this string called Tayu that goes around the earth. Bayu, what's Bayu? Bayu elu avanim hamufulamis. It's referring to these wet stones, hamushukais batahayim, that are sunken deep into the tahayim, into the depths of the earth. Shemehen yoitz in mayim, and it's from these rocks, from these stones, that water comes. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, vinata aleh kav tayu va'avne vayu. So you see, tayu is a kav tayu, va'avne vayu, vayu is these avanim hamufulamis. Ask the Gemara, we mentioned that one of the 10 things that were created on the first day was Ar. We even brought a pasuk. So the obvious kasha is that how could you say that Ar was created on the first day? It says Hashem put the sun and the moon in the earth. In which day was that? It says after that, it says that was on the fourth day of creation. The fourth day of creation is when the sun and the moon were created. So what was this R that was created on the first day? So says the Gemara, Kid Rabbi Lazar. The Pshat is like Rabbi Lazar taught us, Damar Rabbi Lazar, that R Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yayim Rishayin, the R that Hashem created on the first day, in a Chanami, it wasn't the sun and the moon, it was some other spiritual kind of light. And Adam Tzayfa by Misayfa Eilam V'at Tzayfa. Adam was able to see through this light from one end of the world until the other, which either means physically or it means in a physical, in a spiritual sense, he was able to see the whole world. However, once a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he saw in the future and he saw that there was going to be the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga, the Rosh and Maaseh Mekulkalim, he saw that their actions, their Maaseh were improper, and he didn't want them to have this R. So Amadu Ganzei Mehen. So he got up and a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, he hid away this R. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, VeYimna MiRishayim Ayram, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu held back from the Rishayim this light. I mean, he was ganaz it from them. Ulami ganzai. So if you're ganaz, gana sounds like you're ganaz it for a future time. So who exactly was a Kadosh Baruch Hu ganaz it for? Letzadikim la'asid lavoi. For the tzadikim to use it in the future. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yara lukim es ha'ar ki toiv, v'ein toiv el tzadik. And a toiv is referring to a tzadik. Hashem saw that the ar, that it was for toiv, it's for the tzadikim. Toiv is a tzadik. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, imu tzadik ki toiv. So you see, tzadik is associated with toiv. Now, okay, and Shira R, Shiganzai Latzadikim, once the R saw that it was hidden away for the Tzadikim, so the R was very happy, it was happy that it was stored away for the Tzadikim. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, R Tzadikim Yismach, that the R Tzadikim was happy. And says the Gemara that this that we're answering the Sira by saying that on the first day it was a different kind of light that was created, it wasn't the sun and the moon, is Kitanai, is really subject to a Machlikas Tanayim. As we learned, that R Shabarak Kadosh Baruch Hu B'yayim Rishayin. So the R that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created on the first day, Adam Seifu Mabi by Musaif Ailam at Seifu Divri Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov says, like we just said, he says, like Rabbi Lazar, that R was referring to the R Aganos, it was referring to the R that Adam was able to see from Seifu Ailam at Seifu. It wasn't referring to the sun and moon. However, the Chachamim say that Hein Hein Ma'ayrei Shenivri B'yam Rishayin, that no, the like Nidlu Ad Yom Revi. It's referring to the sun and the moon. The sun and the moon, they were created on the first day. They were just only put into their place, into orbit on the fourth day. But the lights themselves were created already on the first day. Now, Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tovi, Amar Rav, says Rav Zutra Bar Tovi, the name of Rav, that Ba'asara Devarim Nivra Ha'ilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 10 Kalim. He used 10 different tools to create the world. What are they? B'chachmo, B'tfuno, B'das, B'kayach, B'ga'aro, B'gvura, B'tzadik, B'mishpa, B'chesed, B'rachimim. Those are the 10 tools, which the Mashab points out, obviously sounds awfully similar to the Eser Sviris, V'ein Kamakim Laharech. B'chachmo, B'tfuno, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with chachmo, B'tfuno, D'chsiv, as we find, that Hashem b'chachma yosad aretz koinin shemayim b'tfuna, that Hashem created the aretz with chachma and the shemayim with tfuna. B'das, we find that das was a kli that was used. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, b'daitai tahaymais nivkayu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the tahaymais with das. B'kayachu v'gvuram, the chsiv, as the pasuk says, that meichin harim b'kayachu nezar b'gvura, Kadosh Baruch Hu girded himself with gvura and he created the mountains with kayach. B'ga'ara, with screaming, and we'll get more to the ga'ara soon. Ga'ara, d'chsev, as the pasuk says, amude shemayim yiraifufu v'yismo'u b'ga'araisa. The pillars of the shemayim, they were shaking, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu strengthened it by screaming. But tzadik u'mishpa, d'chsev, tzadik u'mishpa m'chon kisecha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the kisei with tzadik u'mishpa, b'chased v'rachimim, d'chsev, z'char rachamecha, Hashem v'chasadecha, ki me'aylam heima, they were already there from the Bria Sa'aylam, was chesed and rachamim. Now, Vam Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav, that b'shah shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'olam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so hayamarchi v'haylich k'shtei pekiyoy shel sasi. It was going and unraveling, it was going and not stopping like two balls of yarn that just keep rolling and they weren't stopping. The world kept going and going and going. Ad shegar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hamidoy, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu screamed at it and it stood it in its place. And Emma, as the pasuk says, amudei shemayim yiraifufu v'yismu b'garasai, is the pasuk that we quoted before. before. And this is what Reish Lakish explained, that he said, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Ani kel Shakai, that one of the names of Hashem is Shakai. Where does this name Shakai come from? It means, it's a conjunction of Ani hu sha'amarti lo'aylam dai. Shakai means sha'amar lo'aylam dai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the world enough to stop. It was going, it was unraveling like Shtepekiyah Shal Shasi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu screamed and told it to stop. And Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish explained that Peshah Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Hayam, a similar phenomenon happened. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sea, Hayamarchiv V'Haylech, so the sea kept going, the water was going to take over the whole world, Ad Shegarba HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yibshay, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu screamed at it and dried it up. And hence we have Yam V'Yabasha. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Goyer B'Yam V'Yabshayu V'Chol Naharis Hechrer. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu screamed at the Yam and made it stop, and made it dry. Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, that first Shamayim was created, and afterwards the Aretz was created. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the first pasuk in the Torah, or Bereishis bara lekim as the Shamayim ves Aretz. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Shamayim and the Aretz. You see, Shamayim was created first. Already from the first pasuk, we have a machlekes Beishamay Beisila. Beishamay learns from this pasuk that you see Shamayim was created first. However, Beisila Aimrim that Aretz nivras tchila va'acharkach Shamayim, that the really first the world was created and then the Shemayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, B'yoyim asayis Hashem alukim eretz v'shamayim. So you see, eretz is placed first. So now we'll get back to that stira shortly. Amru lehem Beisel le'Beishamay. So now Beisel asked the fundamental question to Beishamay. Beishamay, you say that Shemayim was created first. L'divreichem, according to you, Adam b'ina aliyah v'acharkach b'ina bayis, where the person built an attic and then afterwards build a house. It doesn't make sense to create Shemayim and then afterwards create the eretz. And how do we know that Shemayim and Aretz are like an aliyah and a bayis? Shenem, as the pasuk says, Habayne b'shamayim ha'aloysa v'agudasei al Aretz yisadam. So you see that Shemayim is called the attic of the Aretz, which is the house. So it doesn't make any sense. Amar lahem Beishamay le'Beisilo. Beishamay said to Beisilo, your sheet is also shver. You say that the Eretz was created first. L'divreichem, according to you, Adam Aisa Sarfraf va'achukach Aisa Kisei. A person makes a footstool and then he makes the chair. You make the Kisei and then you make the footstool. So the Shemayim is like the Kisei. The Eretz is the footstool. You're telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the footstool before the Kisei? Now how do we know that Shemayim and Eretz have this relationship of a Kisei and a footstool? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem HaShemayim Kisei Aretz hadim raglai, that the Shemayim is my chair and the Aretz is my footstool. That Shemayim and Aretz were created at the same time, and they have a pasuk which seems to say this lahedya. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Af yadi yisad aretz v'mini tibcha shemayim kairani aleihem yamdu yachtov." That they were yamdu yachtov. Shemayim and Aretz were created at the same time. They were created together. So really, it's a pelon on Beisham and Beisil. The Chachamim seem to have a pasuk mufurish that says Shemayim and Aretz were created simultaneously. However, the Gemara says v'idach. What are they going to do? My yachtav, what are they going to do with the fact that the pasuk says that they were created together, they were created yachtav? They explain the way mishtalfim mi'adadi. It just means that they can't be separated from each other. They were created at different times, but once they were created, they were connected in a way that Shemayim and Aretz can never be separated. The Maisa says the Gemara, Kashi Kray Adadi, we have a steer in the pasukim that Beisham and Beisel brought. Beisham brought a pasuk that Shemayim was created first. Beisel brought a pasuk that Eretz was created first. So I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, to answer the both psukim, he says that kishenivru bara shemayim ve'achach bara aretz. When they were created, so in their creation, shemayim was created first. Bereishis bara lekim as a shemayim ves aretz. Ukishenata nata aretz ve'achach nata shemayim. However, b'yoyim asayis Hashem lekim aretz shemayim. That's when they were placed into place. When they were put into place, so that's when aretz was put into place before shemayim. Now says the Gemara, Mai Shemayim. What's this word Shemayim? Why is it called Shemayim? Amrav Yosi Bar Chanina Shesham Mayim. Shemayim means Shemayim. It means there's water over there. The Masnisa Tana Eish Umayim. That's a conjunction of Eish Umayim is Shemayim because it's a mixture of Eish and Mayim, a fire and water. Malamed Shaviyin Hakadosh Baruch Hu Tarfen Zebizev Va'asame and Rikia. The Rikia is made out of the two Yisoidays of Eish Umayim together. Shaul Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Akiva, Kishahayu Mahalchim Maderech. Rabbi Shmuel was walking with Rabbi Akiva on the road,
And Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva the following question. Amar lo, he said to him like this. He said to Rabbi Akiva, he said, Atash Hashimashdash Nachum Ishgamzu Esther Mushtayim Shana. You were Meshamish your Rabbi Nachum Ishgamzu for 22 years. And Shahaya Dairish called Esther Shabbatayra. And we know about Nachum Ishgamzu that he would darshan all the times it says S in the Torah. So you were Meshamish this great person, Nachum Ishgamzu, and he would darshan every S in the Torah. So you for sure know what to do with the following S. I want to know, Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz Ma HaYadayrish Behen. Now that we're talking about the pasuk, the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz. Hashem created, Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz. What did Nachum Ishgamzu darshan from these Esen? So Amar Lois, Rabbi Kiva said, that Ilunemar Shamayim Ve'aretz, if the Torah wouldn't have said these two Esen, the Torah would say, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Shamayim Ve'aretz, so Ha'isi Oimer, I could have made a mistake and thought, that Shamayim Shmoyish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Bereishis Bara Elokim Shamayim Haaretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Elokim Shamayim is the name of Hashem. Elokim Shamayim, Shamayim is the name of Hashem. Achshav Shenemar Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz, Shamayim, Shamayim Amamish, and Eretz is Aretz Mamish. Now that it says the S in between, so I see that S isn't like, means like the. That Bereish is Bar Elokim, Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz, Hashem created the Shamayim and the Aretz, but not that Shamayim is the name of Hashem. That's what he darshan from the S. However, Rabbi Shmuel asked further, Es HaAretz Lamali. Fine, so I know why it has to say S before Shamayim, so I don't think that Shamayim is the name of Hashem. So say Bereishis Bara Elokim, Es HaShamayim V'Haaretz. Why does it have to say Es HaShamayim V'Es HaAretz? So it says the Gemara, Lahakdim Shamayim La'aretz. The reason why we wanted that S in between Shamayim and Aretz is to make it clear that Shamayim was created before Aretz, which seems to be in line with the Shita Beishamayim, which is a little bit of a Tzarchian. But that's what he said, and that's why it says the second S is to make it clear that Shamayim was created first, and only afterwards the Aretz was created. The next pasuk of the Torah is Va'aretz Ha'isa Sayu Vavayu. So we said Bereishis Bara Elokim. It starts off Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz, and then we start talking about the Aretz, and we say Va'aretz Ha'isa Sayu Vavayu. So ask the Gemara, Michdi B'Shamayim Ascha Bereisha. In pasuk Aleph of the Torah, we start off with Shamayim first. Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz. So Ma'ish Nadik Chashav Ma'isa Aretz. So why is it that when we talk about the details of the Shamayim and the Aretz, we speak about the Aretz first? We say Va'aretz Ha'isa Sayu Vavayu. So Tanidvei Rabbi Shmuel taught that Mashal Melech Basar Adam, it can be comparable to a human king. Sha'amar La'avadav, he said to his servants, he said, Ishkimu Lepischi, he said, get up early tomorrow morning and come to my door. Hishkim, the king gets up the next morning, he goes to his door, Umatza Nashim Va'anashim, and he finds that right by his door, very early in the morning, there's some men and women. So Lami Mishaveach, who does he praise? Lami She'ein Darka Lahashkim V'Hishkim, he praises the one who's not normally getting up so early. He praises the Nashim first. Nashim, it's less natural for them to get up early as opposed to men, right? Yushalmi and Psachim says Nashim Atzlani Yisein, that they're lazy. So who does he praise? He praises the women. Avada, he told both of them to come, but the one who he gives more praise to is to the women. So the Nimshal seems to be that so too when it comes to Shamayim Va'aretz. Shamayim might have been spoken about first. Shamayim was maybe created first even. Bereishis Bara Elokim as a Shamayim Va'aretz. But then Kaviyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu gets up and they're both there. So who is he Mishabeach? Who is he Mishabeach? He's Mishabeach the Nashim, he's Mishabeach the Aretz, like we had in Maseches Tainis, that the rain is like the Baal, and the Aretz is the Nekeva, right? The rain, the Shemaim is the Zachar, and the Aretz is the Nekeva, is the Nashim. So who does he praise first? He praises the Aretz first, and he speaks about the Aretz. Again, we're not claiming to really explain it well, just to give a translation and an understanding of just a simple pshat of what the Gemara is saying.